Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. And my name is Sarah DeLica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. It is December 11, 2015, and I am so excited as today we'll have a great episode. Today what we'll be talking about is Let's Get It Together. Now, you may be asking yourself, get what together? I truly believe as today exactly 20 days left until this new year, until this year is over and the new year starts, what do we have to get our order? And as they say, let's get our house in order. Today we'll be talking about the strategies that we need to put in place in order to make that possible. And so I'm excited that today is really more of a strategic conversation about how can we get ourselves prepared for 2016. So as I would like to be like to share that I'm really excited personally because God has been putting a lot of things in my path and telling me to get certain things in order, to awaken certain gifts, to make new connections, to leave old connections, and just really get me situated for 2016. So I've realized in planning, not just planning, but actually having strategic actions that is really what will help you propel reaching your goals and dreams. It's one thing when people wait till December 31st or they wait till January 1st to say, I'm waiting for my New Year's resolution. I'm waiting for right at the end of the year to really figure out what the next year is going to look like. I'm going to actually challenge you all today that we do not wait until the last day of this month or the beginning of January to figure out what our New Year is going to look like. I'm so excited because last weekend I had a great opportunity to be in Atlanta. I attended Dr. Cindy Trim's End Your Year Strong Conference 2015, and let me tell you, I was so transformed. My life has shifted, and that God said he was not going to wait till the end of the month, but he was actually going to start on that weekend to really get certain things aligned, to really make a shift, and also to help me to realize what I need to take care of in order to make sure 2016 is the best year thus far and to reach all the goals and dreams that I set out for myself. And then, of course, that Saturday, I want to thank Honorable Abiola from Nigeria, who came all the way from Nigeria to Atlanta to host her Emerging African Leaders Conference 2015. And I'm so honored that I received the Cornerstone Advocacy Award, as well as a lot of my other colleagues around the continent of Africa. I was the only African-American, so I represented for all the emerging African-Americans in our country. But just really, really excited because what that weekend showed me was that when you are aligned and positioned where you should be, and when you seek God's face, and lately I know I've been speaking a lot about a faith thing, but I think it's very, very important, especially the world that we're in. And this morning I woke up in my spirit and said there's a war going on in the spirit. And as I was listening to Dr. Cindy Trim, the Atomic Prayer, I posted on Facebook, I said, who will do it? And then my answer to that question was, the Lord mighty in battle will. And so there are certain things going on in the spirit world that if you are not connected to the spirit, you really are asking yourself, what's going on? Every time something's going well for me, the next thing, something bad happens. Or I can never really get a breakthrough. I can never really reach my goals and dreams. Or I feel like every time I go two steps forward, I go two steps back. And I say that to say from someone who's had those similar experiences is realizing that there's a war going on. And when you are not fit for that war, whether you know you are in war or not, if you don't have the right tools to fight in that war, then you truly can never be successful. You truly can never break through and have a definite breakthrough. And it's not just temporary where one minute you feel like everything's going well and then the next minute things are going just as bad as if they were earlier before things started to go well. And I really believe if we tune ourselves to the spirit, and I believe that's probably why lately I've kind of been in the spirit and sharing more of my faith in the show is because I really want to help those who are Christians and not Christians to realize that we have to understand that we are living in two worlds. We live in the physical world, where is the earthly world, what we can see. Then we also live in the spiritual world, which is things that we can't see. And if we continue to be naive and blind ourselves, especially from the spirit world, then we're really truly not going to be able to live the life we were meant to live. We're not going to live life to the fullest. And as a life and business coach, often because that is my philosophy, living life to the fullest. And truly living life to the fullest is really talking about to be the authentic you, the person you are meant to be. And so when we think about that, it's asking ourselves, who am I? Why am I here? Each of us have a purpose. Each of us have a reason why we're here on this earth. And so I thank God that I was able to understand that calling at a young age, but it was challenging to identify. I wasn't mature enough and didn't have the life experience to help me to mature that gift or to mature that purpose in my life. But every step of my life has helped me to lead me to the point that I am today, to realize who I am in Christ, who I am in this world, what is my purpose, how am I going to leave a lasting impression in this world? And so I say, once we identify the spiritual world, once we identify who our enemy is and how we're able to fight it, it's just like lately, within the last year or two, I've been meeting a lot of people who are in the military. And growing up, I wanted to be in the military. Well, not growing up. Recently, within the last 3 years, I wanted to be in the military because I knew I was missing something. When I think of people who are in the military, they have a strategic mind. They have abilities that they're able to learn the weapons of warfare in the physical. But then I also can transfer into the spiritual. And so, of course, when I went to the Army recruiter's office, I told him I wanted to join the military. And he said, okay, great. I said, I used to be a nurse, and this is my professional background, and these are the reasons why I want to join the military. And the question he asked me is, can you carry a gun? And I said, no. And he said, then you are unable to serve the military because you need to be comfortable with carrying a gun. And as I'm sharing the story with you, I just had a revelation. That gun is the weapon that they use in war. That's a physical weapon. Now, if you are in the spiritual world and you're fighting a war and you're not geared for that war and they give you a weapon and you don't know how to use it, how are you able to defeat your enemy? How are you able to be victorious in that battle? And so in the spiritual world, your weapons are worship and prayer. Worship and prayer are your weapons, because I can remember from the times that I had hardships and I was fighting a spiritual war, I didn't know what to do. But one thing I praise God that I was a worshiper and I learned how to pray. And I learned how to pray because of the challenges that I've been through in life. I learned how to pray because I knew there were moments in my life that I had no one else to call upon. I didn't have a family member. I didn't have a friend. I didn't have anyone that I could pick up the phone and say, help me. I am in need. Not physically, but spiritually. And it was through my own challenges and tests and trials, through my own warfare, through my own training that God had given me in the spirit. He said, I'm taking you through a boot camp. And in that boot camp, I'm taking you as if you were in the military. So I've heard from individuals, when you are in the military, they take everything away from you. So when you first get in, you go through boot camp. And then after boot camp, once you succeed boot camp, then you go through different trainings. And over time, they start to give you those privileges back little by little. So I had my own experience because I lost all my privileges. I lost all my earthly possessions. But as God was taking me through a boot camp, I had to understand that you can't be angry when people try you. You can't be upset and live in the emotional roller coaster of life, that one moment you're happy, one moment you're sad, one moment you're eating for pleasure, one moment you're eating because you're an emotional eater. One moment you have a great relationship with somebody, the next moment you don't. One moment you are worshiping God, the next moment you don't. It was like a roller coaster because it was almost as if I was, one day I was up, one day I was down, and I could not really find that balance in my life that would be consistent. And as God was taking me through this journey of life, he helped me to realize that all the hardships that I've been through in life was to train me for the life to come. All the experiences that I've been through in life were there to help me to be who I am today. That I'm able to fight, not only just learning the physical, because when people made me upset, I would get angry. I would, growing up, I would have an attitude. I would talk back. I would do all these different things. But as I got older, and especially this year, God said, do not be easily offended. Those who offend you, as you are my child in Christ, those who offend you, they're not offending you, they're offending God. And so God would deal with them. So I've learned when people frustrate me or offend me, or just do something that's not right, I no longer fight that, but I go in prayer. I go, as you all have seen the war room, and if you haven't, I definitely encourage you to go see it. It was a powerful room, and an older lady, she would go in her prayer closet. And having a prayer closet myself, but really understanding the strategy of the prayer closet. And as she went in there, she would write different things, different prayers, and different things that were on her heart in order to ask God to answer those for her. And she said, this is her strategic plan, going in the prayer room and praying. And so as I did have my prayer room, and I would go in my prayer room and pray, but it was something I needed more advancement in my spiritual warfare. And what I learned from Dr. Cindy Trim this past weekend was declare and decree. Meaning not only are you binding and loosing, but you're also calling those things that are not as though they are. You're actually calling those things to existence, because the prayer, the Lord's Prayer says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. So meaning everything is already in the spiritual world, in the spiritual realm. Now we have to call those things into the earth, into the physical being, call them to manifest themselves. And when we talk about declare and decree, that's what that's doing. And that was the activation that I understood about not only binding and loosing, but also declaring and decreeing and saying, bring the things down from the spirit into the earth. Bring it to my possession that I can actually see it come to pass. And I know the power of prayer works, because I've seen it for myself, not only in my life, but I've seen people be healed. I've seen people be delivered. I've seen people reconnect back to God. I've seen people find joy. I've seen people, whatever they were praying for, I've seen miraculous things happen. When I think about that, it makes me understand even the prayer times that I had at my local church, First Baptist Church of Fort Lauderdale, with my pastor, Dr. Larry Thompson. And when we pray Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m., it just reminds me of when we fellowship under not just worship on Sunday, but when we fellowship on Saturdays, powerful things happen on those Saturday morning prayers. And so it's just realizing whatever you want in this life, let's get our house in order. Whether it's finances, if it's finances, understanding that you need to do your credit report. Look at your credit report. Find out what things need to get in order. And if you need assistance, find a company or someone who is in the finance industry or personal finance, or go to your bank and ask them to help you to structure your finances in line. Because what I've come to realize, and what the powerful thing happened a couple of weeks ago, is my pastor's wife, the first lady of our church, Mrs. Cynthia Thompson, she talked about how missionaries were being sent back home because the church as a whole, not just our church, but the church as a whole, the body of Christ for our Southern Baptist denomination, were not giving enough money to provide for the missionaries that they had to go back home, and they couldn't do God's work. And I was so heartbroken. My heart was torn, and I even shared this with her. And I prayed, and I said, God, make me wealthy that I will be able to supply for your kingdom. Make me wealthy that I'll be able to write those checks without thinking twice about being able to provide for a missionary or two missionaries or provide for a village to be able to receive their physiological needs be met, that missionaries will be able to go and do their work. And so if it's your finances, get that in order, because that's one thing that can prevent you from doing God's work. That's one thing that can prevent you from being who God has called you to be, because you're bound by credit, because you're bound by not being wise with your finances. You're bound by not being wise with your money or your resources. So just as the book in the Bible, the story in the Bible, talks about the talents. One receives one talent, one receives two talents, no, five talents and 10 talents. If I have the story incorrect, please forgive me, but definitely go ahead and look that up for yourself. But the moral of the story was, for the one who had the one talent, they didn't use it. They put it in the ground and they hid it. Then the others, they invested their talents, whatever type of investment you feel that is necessary, that God is calling you to use your financial resources, then do so. Because when the manager or the person who gave those individuals those talents, when he came back, the first one said, I didn't multiply your talent. I was afraid of you because I know you're a harsh manager, and so I hid it in the ground. And then the others, they invested. And then the manager told the one who didn't invest his talent, he said, you are worthless. And so imagine the talent that you have financially, that you're able to do good, not just for God's kingdom, but even your neighbors. When someone comes by and say they don't have food to eat, are you just going to say, I'll pray for you? Are you going to be able to give them money to buy food? Are you even going to take them to go out and buy food? Or when we think about, you know, how are you generous with your time? Are you volunteering? Are you serving your church and your local community? That's one way. If you're not generous, if you're not giving your time wisely to help others and not just think of yourself and your needs and your family, but you're not taking your time in order to help others, then How are you getting your house in order? Because too much is given, much is required, and much is not just finances, but much is everything in life. And so when God has given you things, he says, freely you receive, now freely give. And I remember I had an opportunity to volunteer with the Fort Lauderdale Black Police Officers Association for a turkey drive, and had a great time. And that morning I was like, oh, I have so much to do. It was last minute they asked me to help and all these different things. And then that's the verse that I fell on in my my morning devotion. It was freely given, freely receive, freely give. And so knowing that I've received so much, that it's my opportunity, especially during the holiday season, to learn how to give, to learn how to invest your time in things. You may not be paid monetarily, but imagine the joy that you'll bring into people's lives. And imagine the hearts that you will change and the people that you will impact. And it was an awesome experience being there because we were able to give away turkeys to at least to unfortunate families, that they'll still be able to have their turkey fixings because of the generosity of this organization. Or if we think about what else you have to get in order, maybe it's a relationship with someone who, for whatever reason, that relationship has been damaged. And so when I think about my family relationship, I don't get along with a lot of my family members for a number of reasons. But this past weekend while I was in Atlanta, I was able to connect with an uncle and his wife and his two kids. And so I had a great opportunity having so much fun because my little cousins, they were asking my uncle, when is she coming? When is she coming? Is she still coming to see us? Is she still coming to see us? And they were waiting all, since they heard that I was coming, they were waiting eagerly for my arrival. And when I came to spend time with them, they were so much fun. They had so much excitement. They had a smile on their face. They were so excited. We had such a great time. And so when we think about that, it's sometimes, there may be certain relationships in our life that need to be reconciled. And it may not be all relationships. I know for me, there may be some relationships in my family that I'll never be able to reconnect. But the ones that God is calling me to reconnect, I'm going to learn to overcome the pain and suffering that happened in my family because of a number of things after my uncle died in 2009 that our family was not the same. So relationships have been severed, and there's been betrayal, there's been deceit, there's been defamation of character, there's been manipulation. There have been so many different things that damaged the relationships within our family and the connection. But God's saying he's gonna heal some of those relationships. It may not be all that he heals, but there are certain ones that he will heal. So it's just an honor and a reward to see that that may be something that you may need to get in order in your house. Or when we think about your own personal life, maybe it's your relationship with God. Are you spiritually at a place where God can use you? Are you spiritually at a place where God has called you to do great things, where, you know, maybe your relationship with Christ, for whatever reason, has not been what it used to be? And asking yourself, is this a good time? Is this probably the best time in order to rekindle that relationship with God and ask him for forgiveness of your sins and ask him to help you to be who he's called you to be and ask him to forgive you of your sins and to help you to be right with him again. Maybe you've stopped going to church, or maybe you stopped praying, or maybe you stopped worshiping, or maybe you stopped realizing that God is in control of your life. And if you are having that challenge, maybe today is a great day to kneel and pray and ask God to help you to be transformed and to reconnect with him. Or maybe it may be whatever else it is for you, all those different things that we need to get our house in order. Maybe it's your health. Maybe you're not taking great care of yourself. Maybe, you know, maybe you have a condition and you're not being honorable to go to the doctor and take your medications or your treatments or whatever the case may be. Or maybe your health, maybe you're not, you don't have any health conditions, but maybe it's your weight. And I know for me, I know 2015, before this year's over, that I'm going to put a system in place that every 3 years that I won't gain the weight that I've lost, because it seems like for about 3 year time period, I'll be in great shape, very healthy. And then for whatever reason, the third or the fourth year is when I gain this weight and I become a little overweight and have, you know, I don't feel healthy and whole again. I feel like, you know, I'm dragging, or I don't have enough energy, or I can't do the things I could do without having to take a break. And so this must be the third or fourth year that that weight gain comes back around, and knowing that I'm going to do whatever I can in order to be healthy and also to prepare myself for opportunities to come. You know, I want to be a part of a beauty pageant that's coming up in March. I've been nominated as Woman of the Year for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for the South County Palm Beach chapter in Florida. And I want to be a little bit healthier. I want to be a great example, a role model of being not just beautiful on the inside and outside, but being healthy and whole and still shedding a few pounds in order that I could be that great role model and example. So there's many different things that we can think about in getting our house in order. So I challenge you, whatever you need to get together, get it together. Because before 2016 comes, as we have 20 days left before this year is over, I challenge you to say, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to put a strategic plan together. I'm going to put something in place to get those things started now. I'm not going to wait until December 31st or January 1st to get my New Year's resolution. And truly, what is the New Year's resolution? Is it a time that you can say, yes, I'm planning to do this in 2016, and it's the first 5 days of the year that you do it, and on the sixth day, you kind of already forgot about your New Year's resolution? Let's talk about a strategic plan where we could change our lives. Let's talk about a strategic plan where we can be who we were meant to be, healthy and whole and abundant, living life to the fullest, not having any limitations or any lack in our household. So when you think about how can, so you're asking yourself, okay, Phil, you're telling me all these different things that I need to get in order. How can I do it? Well, I tell you the first step that you need to do is really evaluate yourself. Check yourself. Find out what areas of your life that you need to get in order, what areas of your life are unbalanced. And when you identify them, then I challenge you, find out how you want it to be. What is the ideal situation you want for those areas that are not balanced in your life? And I challenge you to put a vision board together. While I was in Atlanta, I actually did my own vision board. I started putting things in place because I said, you know what? As I'm in this atmosphere and receiving from Dr. Cindy Trim, as I have this opportunity to receive an award from the Nigerian community in Africa, I wanted to say that this is a great opportunity that God promised me in 2015 will be a year of great expectations, and he's done it. And I know within the 20 days left of this year, he's going to continue doing it. And so, as I said, I want to make sure that I set myself up in this atmosphere. I'm in the spirit and receiving all these blessings and all these confirmations and all this awesome experience that I want to capitalize on it by, in this moment, I'm going to do my vision board. And in my vision board, I wrote every area of my life, and then I wrote how I want it to be. So I didn't have an opportunity to actually cut and paste pictures to be that visual of what those areas are in my life, but I actually wrote them out. So I challenge you to have a vision board in place. And in that vision board, as the areas of your life, start with the areas that are unbalanced, because that's your main focus for 2016. So the areas in your life that are unbalanced, I want you to go to a magazine or go on whatever search engine, Google, Yahoo, AOL, and in the search box, type in what you're looking for. So if you want your health, if you want to be healthy, look for images that people are healthy or the word healthy. And when you look for your search in your search engine, you click on image and you type in that word or you type in what you want. And then you cut that thing out or you post that thing out. If you're going to do it electronically, cut and paste and put it on your Word document, whatever service you're using in order to build your vision board. And if you are doing it by hand, find magazines and cut pictures out and put it on your vision board so you can say, in 2016, I'm going to achieve the goals and dreams that I set out for myself. In 2016, the areas of my life that are unbalanced, they will be balanced. And they'll connect with the areas that are currently balanced in my life. Because what you have to come to realize is just as there are certain cars that have two tanks, and usually those are diesel cars. And so both of those tanks are supposed to be full. And once one begins to empty, the second one kicks in. So that's the same thing with the areas of your life. There's 6 to 7 different areas of your life. You can look at the wheel of health or the wheel of wellness. You can look that up. And you will see areas such as finances, mental and emotional health, spiritual, professional, relational, physical, whatever other areas there are, depending on which wheel you look at. When you look at those different areas, if you are full or half full in some of those areas and there's some areas that are empty, those half full or full areas of your life are going to compensate for what's empty in your life. But eventually you'll run out and you'll be burned out because it won't be able to sustain itself. So it's just like the example that I was giving to earlier. There's a diesel car, it has two tanks. Both of them are completely full, and then eventually one empties out. as that one tank empties, the second one that's full is going to kick in to provide you the diesel and that you need in order to get that car running. So that's the same thing with every area of your life. There's going to be different areas of your life that are compensating for the areas that are not so great in your life right now. They're unbalanced. But eventually, you're going to deplete all of those different areas of your life if you don't refill yourself. And I truly believe it's something to say, take the time to invest in yourself. And I know the challenge, especially in South Florida, I've come to realize there's a big disconnect between personal and professional development. As I talk to colleagues in other parts of the country, and I've been to other parts of the country, professional personal development is an investment. They realize the value of it. But here in South Florida, for whatever reason, people don't realize the investment that you need to make in your personal professional development. And so when we think about that, I challenge you all to say, what area of your life are you going to invest in? Find an organization. Connect with someone that can help you to build that personal and professional development. Build that area of your life that is depleting so you can be fully balanced in every area of your life. And so after you've identified what areas of your life are not balanced, after you've done your vision board, then the next challenge is plan out the steps in order to reach those goals and dreams. Plan out the steps that you need in order to make your vision board possible. Because when you not only plan, but you actually put a strategy in place and then take action. Because it's one thing to have a plan. It's one thing to have all these steps and strategies, but if you don't apply them, if you don't implement them, if you don't take action, then they're valuable, they're useless. And so today, that's really what I want to share with you that was on my heart, is realizing that God is ready to do great and mighty things in our lives, but yet we have to be prepared for it. As the word said, he's not going to put new wine in old wineskins. So the old wine, dump it out. The old wineskin, which is your old self, break that down. And ask God to give you new wineskins that you can build that new wine in you. And that I'm not talking about alcohol. I'm talking about a spiritual sense. And that your old wineskin is your old self. And the old wine is your old habits, your old ways, your old thoughts, your old action and beliefs. And then the new wine is your new self, your renewed self. And the new wineskin is your renewed self, your new being. And then the new wine is your new habits, your new actions, your new behaviors that are godly. So realizing that we have to be able to take those steps, because faith without works is dead. And even though, yes, God is in control and he does things, but we have free will. So if you truly are serious about taking your life to the next level, if you're truly about tapping into 2016, let's get it together. And by getting it together, it's getting your house in order. Whatever house in your area of your life needs to be in order, do so today. And so I also want to challenge you all, if you're thinking about getting into business, I'm so excited to say that I am launching my 8-week online training program. It is an 8-week challenge, profit, passion to profit, a coaching business. So if you're looking to get into the coaching industry and the coaching business, then this is definitely the program for you. It's 8 weeks. It's $697. And during that, you know, the question I ask people who are thinking about doing coaching businesses, when are you going to get started? When are you going to get started? You've had this goal and dream for a long time. You keep saying next year. You keep saying, I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to make sure that things are in order before this happens. But the longer you wait, the people who are connected to you, the longer they're not able to do what they're meant to be, do and be. They're not able to be set free because you have not taken the courage to step up to the plate and say this time, I'm going to do it, and I'm not going to back down. Everything doesn't have to be ready. Just as one of my former coaches said, she said, start before you're ready. And I couldn't believe, why would she tell us to start before we're ready? I said, don't you have to make sure that things are in place? Don't you have to make sure that things are in line before you get ready? And realizing the spirit of perfection is a form of procrastination. Yes, I said it. The spirit of perfection is a form of procrastination. So if you are a perfectionist, that's really you a procrastinator. So I say, let's go ahead and get started before this year ends to get your coaching business together, because not only that, it's a passion that's burning in you, it's a desire to get that business going. And so truly, if that's you, then come and connect with us as the Passion to Profit 8-week challenge to start your coaching business is taking place on Sunday. Sunday, October, December 13th at 7 p.m. It was supposed to be yesterday at 7 p.m., but due to the fact I have an obligation to my church and being a part of the Christmas pageant, First Full Lotto Christmas pageant, I had to push the course back to Sunday, December 13th at 7 p.m. So if you are looking for a program to do just that, and it's only $697, the value is over $2,300. $300+ And not only are you getting an 8-week program that's valued at $19.97, you're getting a complimentary copy of the Ultimate Life Coach's Manual that helps in presenting a professional speaking business, professional life coaching business. And that's valued over $3,000. It's priced at $197, but you'll be getting that as a complimentary copy once you sign up for this 8-week program. And then you'll be getting 2 hours of coaching, private coaching. One after you finish the program and one 6 months after you finish the program, because I truly believe in follow-up. Because it's one thing to say you're going to do something and you finish your program, but I want to be there with you. I want you to understand that you're part of my extended family, that we are here for you. We want to help you to grow and multiply and be that person you are meant to be in 2016. Be that coach, because somebody's waiting for your skill sets, whether you're life coaching, business coaching, health coaching, wealth coaching, executive coaching, leadership coaching, whatever kind of coaching industry you want to get into, we are here for you to help you to make that goal and dream possible. So I'm so excited as there's a lot going on, but, you know, realize and take care of yourself. Invest in yourself first so you can truly be the person that God has called you to be. Well, as we close, I just want to say thank you all for continuing listening to us. Thank you all for being our faithful listeners. Stay tuned as throughout the rest of this month, we may be providing some announcements as far as what's taking place in 2016, because I'm really excited about some things that we're working on, some projects and some new avenues that we're taking in the Pharaoh Delica LLC program, as well as the 360 Evolution Academy. And not only that, if you are in the South Florida area, and you have not seen the Christmas pageant, that I definitely want to encourage you all to go see it, because this weekend is the last weekend. We have a show tonight at 7:30. Tomorrow we have two shows, 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and then on Sunday we only have one show at 2 p.m. So definitely go ahead and get your tickets. Go to christmastickets.com if you are in the South Florida area and you want to go ahead and see the Christmas pageant. If you are looking, once again, to be a coach, definitely check out our coaching program that's starting on Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can reach out to me at Facebook, and my Facebook website is www.facebook.com/Pharaoh Delica Business Coach. Once again, that's facebook.com/Pharaoh Delica Business Coach. You'll see me in a green dress with blue polka dots. You will know that's the right Facebook page to connect with, as we will be talking about a lot of different things to get ready for the new year when it comes to being a coach or being a speaker. And excited that our speakers program is almost towards the end, but we'll be providing that course once again. So stay tuned for all the great things we have going on. It's a beautiful day in South Florida, not too hot. So enjoy the weekend. Be safe. Realize that we have 20 days left, so use your time wisely, as time is money and money is time. So once again, we are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. My name is Pharaoh Delica. I love this country. I love being American. I'm just an odd that I live in the greatest nation in the world, and it gives you all the dreams that are possible if you're willing to work hard for them and achieve them. So take care. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.